God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So on a scale of 1 to 10 today, how much peace do you have? On a scale of 1 to 10, 3 as far as the peace that you have today, or would it be a 10? Now, that may be a silly question, and maybe that's hard to quantify, but how many people do you know that are genuinely at peace? How many countries do you know that are genuinely at peace? So many times you look at warring countries and you think, why can't they just get along? Or you see a couple people in an argument. I've done this many times. You think, why can't they just get along? Why can't they just be decent? Why can't they just be honest? Well, don't you know the answer to that question? You know, we want to say that peace is something outside and external, and the problems are outside and external, but the fact of the matter is it's an inside matter. It's an inside game. Peace is an inside job. There are so many political theories that pretend to have the answer to peace, and when they're forced on and foisted on people, it only makes the fighting worse. No, the fact of the matter is that peace is not a thing, it's a person. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all." So here, as in a number of places in the Bible, God is called the Lord of peace. Jesus is called the Prince of peace. God is called the God of all comfort. So it's a person. The Lord of peace himself give you peace. So this is something that he has and you can have, something that he has and you can accept or reject. Now that may sound simplistic, and perhaps it is, but peace is something that is through a person. Now, in this short verse, you find that God's peace is all sufficient. In the first place, it is always. That peace that God gives, always, by all means. So God's peace is available always. Does that even include in difficult times? Well, that's the entire context of these words, difficult times. Paul was preaching in a day when there was pushback, there were problems, there was persecution. And Paul says in verse 1, just pray that we'll be able to give the gospel and have free course. And that, verse 2, we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful. Now, not all people have faith in God, but the Lord is faithful. He's worthy of our trust. It's interesting, by the way, to note that these problem people were described as unreasonable and without faith. Sometimes that we think that faith means no reason. No, it's unreasonable not to have faith in the God that made you. So always, that means in good times and bad, this peace is available. What kind of peace is peace if it's only available when the sun shines and you have no problems? No, peace is an inside job. If you were to escape the country and the world and all the people and the problems and live in a cave, you'd probably be beating yourself over the head with a rock because the problem is inside. The Bible in James says it talks about the war within our own members, our own body. The war begins within, and then it extends to without, between two people, and then two communities, and then two countries, and then two nations, and sometimes an entire world. So God's all-sufficient peace is always. Second of all, it's by all means. And I like this. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. That is to say that, yes, this is supernatural, but God is perfectly fine with using everyday means to provide peace to me. Oftentimes that's to other people. In 1 Thessalonians, the Bible talks about the truth of our future, and he talks about the God of peace. And then he says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. We're to comfort each other knowing of our future, of our eternity, and all that that may include. You know, there's the peace of God that Philippians talks about, and then there's the God of peace that Philippians talks about, and you cannot have one without the other. But this God of peace, who gives us the peace of God, sometimes uses everyday means. Maybe a song, maybe something we read in his word, maybe a word from a friend, maybe a word from a stranger. So God is perfectly capable of giving us peace directly, but do not divorce God from the world that he has created. So this peace is available always, by all means. And then it says to all people, the Lord be with you all. So ultimately, though the Lord can use means, the Lord is himself offering this peace. It's something that he himself gives. In chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, verse 15, he says that we're to stand fast in the truth that we've been taught. And then he says in verse 16, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and he goes on to say, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So this peace is always, by all means, with all people who will take it from the one who offers it. So today, there may not be peace in the world. There may not be peace in the office. There may not always be peace as far as an absence of problems in your day. But peace is not an absence of problems. It is the presence of a person, and that person is the Lord of peace, who gives when we ask and act on the guidance that he provides.